Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Billy Hamilton. Batting second. The left fielder, Marlon Byrd. Batting third. The third baseman, Todd Frazier. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jay Bruce. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Brandon Phillips. Batting sixth. The catcher, Brian Peña. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zach Cozart. Batting eighth. The DH, Skip Shoemaker. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Christopher Negrin. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Johnny Cueto. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adam Eaton. Batting second. The left fielder, Melky Cabrera. Batting third. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fourth. The DH, Adam LaRoche. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Avisail Garcia. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Connor Gillespie. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tyler Flowers. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Micah Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Hector Noesi. And now, play ball. Billy Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton strikes out. 1 out. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Byrd takes first base on ball 4. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Frazier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Byrd moves to second. Jay Bruce is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bruce strikes out. 2 outs. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Eaton hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Byrd. Eaton reaches second base with a double. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cabrera hits a line drive into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Eaton moves to third. 1 out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abreu hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Negrin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Adam LaRoche batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. LaRoche takes first base on ball 4. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Negrin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Brian Peña is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peña hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Zach Cozart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cozart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Skip Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Shoemaker strikes out. 2 outs. Christopher Negrin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cozart moves to second. Christopher Negrin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Negrin takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a line drive towards the mound. Noesi can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Cozart moves to third. Negrin moves to second. Scott Carroll now pitching. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Byrd is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Byrd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gillespie fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Hamilton moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Connor Gillespie batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field. Byrd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Flowers strikes out. Two outs. Micah Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Frazier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Frazier is hit by the pitch. Jay Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frazier. The throw from Flowers and he is safe. Frazier steals second. Jay Bruce is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bruce is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gillespie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Eaton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Negrin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eaton for the out. One out. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Negrin scoops it up and throws to first, with Cueto covering, for the out. Two outs. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Abreu is 0-for-1 in the game. Abreu hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Negrin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Brian Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Peña is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zach Cozart is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cozart is 0-for-1 in the game. Cozart hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cabrera. Cozart reaches second base with a double. Skip Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cozart. The throw from Flowers and he is safe. Cozart steals third. Skip Shoemaker batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Shoemaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Shoemaker hits a line drive towards right. Garcia catches it and throws to home to double up Cozart. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Adam LaRoche is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. LaRoche is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. LaRoche hits a fly ball into left field. Byrd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cozart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gillespie hits a fly ball into left field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Christopher Negrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Negrin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Negrin hits a line drive into left field. Cabrera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hamilton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Byrd is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Byrd hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Frazier hits a line drive into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Flowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Flowers strikes out. One out. Micah Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Cozart reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Eaton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Eaton hits a pop-up towards third. Frazier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jay Bruce is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bruce is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Abreu fields the ball and throws to Carroll covering. Safe. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gillespie fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brian Peña is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Peña is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peña hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Phillips moves to third. Zach Cozart is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cozart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cozart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez throws to second for one, and Johnson throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Phillips scores. Cozart moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Reds. Skip Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Shoemaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Eaton. Shoemaker reaches second base with a double. Cozart scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Reds. Christopher Negrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Shoemaker moves to third. Christopher Negrin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Negrin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Negrin strikes out. Flowers drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Negrin out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cabrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Negrin scoops it up and throws to first, with Cueto covering, for the out. One out. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Abreu is 0 for 2 in the game. Abreu hits a fly ball into center field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adam LaRoche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. LaRoche is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, LaRoche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hamilton takes first base on ball 4. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Hamilton. The throw from Flowers and he is safe. Hamilton steals second. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Byrd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Byrd hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hamilton moves to third. One out. Todd Frazier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Frazier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Frazier takes first base on ball 4. Zach Putnam now pitching. Jay Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruce is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bruce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hamilton scores. Frazier moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Reds. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gillespie juggles the ball. That's an error on Gillespie. Frazier moves to third. Brian Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Peña is hit by the pitch. Phillips moves to second. Zach Cozart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cozart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cozart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia strikes out. One out. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gillespie is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Reds. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flowers is 0 for 2 in the game. Flowers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the White Sox 1. The Reds will come to bat. Skip Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Shoemaker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Shoemaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christopher Negrin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Negrin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Negrin takes first base on ball 4. Shoemaker moves to second. Billy Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hamilton bunts towards the mound. Putnam fields it and throws to first for the out. Shoemaker moves to third. Negrin moves to second. One out. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Shoemaker. The slide. Flowers applies the tag. Shoemaker is out. Negrin moves to third. Two outs. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Byrd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Byrd strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Micah Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cueto fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Adam Eaton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Eaton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Eaton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Melky Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 3 in the game. Cabrera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 3, and the White Sox 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dan Jennings now pitching. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Frazier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Frazier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jay Bruce is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Frazier moves to second. Jay Bruce is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bruce is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bruce strikes out. Flowers drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bruce out. There goes Frazier. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Brandon Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 4 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frazier scores. It's 4-1, Reds. Brian Peña is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Peña takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Zach Cozart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cozart is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cozart takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to third. Peña moves to second. Skip Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Shoemaker is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Shoemaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Peña moves to third. Cozart moves to second. It's 5-1, Reds. Christopher Negrin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Negrin is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Negrin takes first base on ball 4. Peña scores. Cozart moves to third. Shoemaker moves to second. It's 6-1, Reds. Billy Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hamilton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hamilton hits a fly ball into center field. Eaton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cozart tags and scores. Shoemaker tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-1, Reds. Jake Petrichor now pitching. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Byrd hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-1, Reds. Todd Frazier is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Frazier is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 10, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Abreu is 0-for-3 in the game. Abreu hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-2, Reds. Adam LaRoche is at the plate with a count of 3-2. LaRoche is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. LaRoche takes first base on ball 4. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bruce. Garcia reaches second base with a double. LaRoche moves to third. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gillespie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gillespie hits a line drive into right field. Bruce settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaRoche tags and scores. Garcia tags and moves to third. One out. It's 10-3, Reds. J.J. Hoover now pitching. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ramirez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cozart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garcia scores. Two outs. It's 10-4, Reds. J.B. Schuck pinch hits for Tyler Flowers. J.B. Schuck is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Schuck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cozart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.